Blog Talk Radio. Amen, amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. Good God. A double portion on everybody that's on the call tonight. In the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus
Christ. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Studying.
Hallelujah.
To prayer.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Prayer petition or faith, prayer of agreement, prayer of supplication, prayer of dedication and consecration, prayer of praise, worship, and thanksgiving, casting all your cares upon the Lord, prayer, united or corporate prayer, intercessory prayer, and praying in the Spirit. And tonight, we are going to deal with the third and fourth types of prayer. Supplication and the prayer of dedication and consecration. Hallelujah. And we thank God for all of you. Hopefully you got your pens and pencils and your ears ready.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Go forth.
Amen.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. We thank God for Neil Reyes, a mighty man of God, who shares the word of God in truth. And in power.
That there is nothing casual about praying. In fact, sometimes we hear people say that when they're going through a tough situation, all you can do now is pray, or all you can do now is put it in God's hands. I'm going to tell you that you need to get to a place within your mindset that when you need an answer, the first thing you do is take it to the throne. You take it directly to God. In other words, prayer is not the last thing you do. Prayer is not the only thing you can do now. Prayer is the first thing you do. And you take it directly to the throne by praying to the Father in the name of Jesus. Now, what a prayer of supplication is again, it's not a casual prayer. The prayer of supplication is a humble prayer. It's a humble request that you make unto the Lord. In other words, prayer of supplication deals more with the manner in which you pray rather than the words in which you say or the content that you're presenting before the Lord. And by content, I meaning when you're wordsmithing. Sometimes when people pray, sometimes people have good vocabularies. And so if they have a good vocabulary, when they pray, it may sound more eloquent than yours. But I will tell you, it does not take an eloquent prayer to make a prayer work. What makes the prayer of supplication work is that it deals with the manner in which you prayed. It deals with your condition of your heart. It's a humble request that deals with the manner in which you prayed, and it deals with your heart. I will tell you that if someone does pray around you and they sound very eloquent, they may not necessarily think they sound eloquent. That's just how they speak. That's their vernacular. That's their depository bank in their mind of the vocabulary that they use, and there's nothing wrong with that. But other times when people try to pray and they're being haughty about it, or they're trying to boast on, look how fancy I pray, I will tell you that those prayers don't avail much because they're done in the wrong manner. Like I said, the prayer of supplication is based around, it's a humble request, a humble prayer that deals with the manner in which you pray. I want to go ahead and get right into some scripture and give you some scriptures that back up what the prayer of supplication is, and then we're going to explain how to use and apply it to your life. If you have your Bible, I want you to turn to Philippians chapter 4, and we're going to go through verses 6 through 7. Let's read. Philippians 4, 6 through 7. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus. Now, what you will notice is that there's a reoccurring theme to all the different types of prayer we're going to show you. Every type of prayer starts with you asking. It tells us in the book of James that you have not because you ask not. Prayer starts with a form of asking, but prayer must always end with a form of thanksgiving or giving thanks to God. Why? Because when you pray, you're supposed to believe you have already received the answer to what you prayed about. You're supposed to believe you already received that thing you prayed for. And the way you show that is by operating in faith. And the way you illustrate your faith is by presenting true and genuine thanksgiving to God, thanking him for that answer. And every time that thing pops back up in your mind and you think about it, you simply thank the Lord for it. And if you have to thank him 100 times within 1 minute, then you thank him 100 times within 1 minute. Remember, this is called Champion's Minute. If you don't know what that means, my name is Neil. And the name, meaning of the name Neil is champion. When I first went before the Lord and asked him what he wanted me to call my broadcast, the Lord told me he wanted us to call our main broadcast Champion's Walk, which meant Neil's Walk. In these short teachings, he wanted me to call it Champion's Minute. And what we're basically discussing is these are things that I have operated and used within my own life. These aren't things I just pull out of a book or pull off of a teaching I hear from someone else, and I'm like, that's good, I need to teach that. No. I'm led by the Holy Spirit to teach on things that he's shown us and that we practice. So remember, a prayer supplication deals with your heart. Now, when it talks about this, other translations also talk about Philippians 4, 6 through 7, that he'll give you the peace that transcends or surpasses all understanding, and that that peace helps to guard both your heart and your mind. Why? Because that's where doubt tries to fester. Doubt will always try to enter your mind, and by entering your mind, it'll try to worm its way down to your heart. I will tell you that it's possible for a person to doubt with their mind, but not doubt with their heart. But if you don't deal with doubt, that once it enters your mind, eventually it can try to worm its way down into your heart. And when you doubt with your heart, that's when you're doubting God's ability to actually do that thing you prayed for, or it's you doubting that he actually has the ability to perform what his word promised he would perform. When doubt gets in your mind, you need to get it right out. You need to take hold of those thoughts and cast them down. You know, it talks about how you don't let birds roost in your hair, nor should you let doubt roost in your mind. Let's go ahead and move on to our next scripture. The next scripture I want to read to you is out of Ephesians, and it's going to be 6:18. Praying always with all prayer and supplication in the Spirit, being watchful to this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Sometimes people have a hard time of understanding what the saints mean. If you come from a Catholic background or if you're in the Catholic faith, the saints that you're taught to are the people who live what they would consider by man's standard extraordinary lives of holiness, who are recognized by the Catholic Church. Now, it's nothing wrong for the Catholic Church to acknowledge those people, but I will tell you that when we start to exalt any type of person higher than the Lord or on the same level as the Lord, we're almost holding it up as a false idol or deity. So we need to be careful with that. It's okay for us to show honor to saints, to people that they believe are saints that have lived extraordinary lives, but you must be very careful that you exalt them to be on the same level as Jesus or the Lord, or that you turn around and you hold them in some type of a deity status. Now, that being said, the saints that it's actually talking about in Ephesians, it's actually talking about saints. That's what they refer to as believers. I remember when I first got saved, I used to refer to people sometimes that, man, you know, I'm a saint. And they'd turn around and get so upset with that. And I can understand why. Because they had in their mindset from a Catholic background what the church held as a saint. And then they saw me, and even though I was saved, they saw my lifestyle of living, and they said, you are not a saint. That being said, I will tell you that it refers to here praying for all the saints. Saints are considered all the believers. Let's go ahead and move on to our next one. Our next one is out of 1 Timothy, and it's chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I will tell you that this scripture right here describes what the church is supposed to be doing, but much of the body of Christ is not. Let me go through it. It says that he exalts first of all that supplications, prayer, supplication, humble, earnest requests that you're praying on behalf of yourself or another, the humble, earnest prayer of supplication. Also, intercessions. That's when you're praying on behalf of another person. You're interceding for them. And as you grow in the prayer of intercession, sometimes the Lord will lay that down on your heart as a burden. It'll be a heaviness. We'll talk about that at other times. We're going to cover intercession later on in the series. But intercession, sometimes he'll lay a burden on your heart or heaviness. And it might even be for a person you don't even know. The next level it talks about is and giving of thanks, which we're also going to talk about the prayer of thanksgiving, worship, and praise later on as well. But in giving of thanks, be made for all men. All men means all men. That doesn't mean the people that you like only. That means all men. And then it finishes it where it says, because honor to whom honor is due, God talks about for kings and all who are in authority. Guys, if you're praying the prayer of supplication, we've covered how to do it. Again, and just a quick recap, a prayer of supplication deals with you having right standing of the heart. It's not a casual request, but it's a humble request. You don't necessarily have to back it with all kinds of scriptures. You don't have to write it down like a petition or prayer petition like we showed before. It's just simply you going before God, and you're making a humble and earnest request before him. And as you make it to him, you're making the request directly to the Father, so you're praying directly to God, and you're doing it in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is our intercessor that's at his right hand. No one else is at God's right hand except Jesus, and Jesus is our intercessor. He said when he went to be with the Father, he would turn around and give us the Holy Spirit for comfort, but he was going to the Father to be our intercessor, and he said that anything we ask of the Father in his name would be given to us. Guys, I hope that you found this teaching encouraging today. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com. In addition to that, swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to swing by our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, or our Twitter. And when you go on there, connect with us. Like us, share us, subscribe to us, do whatever you need to do. If you're finding these teachings encouraging, there's a good chance the loved ones around you will as well. We invite you to help share this word and partner with us on that so we can get the good word, the good news, out to the lost. Guys, I want to thank you and remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Any questions? Clarity? The scriptures were Philippians 4, 6 to 7, Ephesians 6, 18, 1 Timothy 2, 1 to 2.
Mm-hmm. And the prayer of supplication deals with you having a humble request.
It's the message
to God.
The way you pray. Not what you say. It's the manner in which you say what you say.
It deals with your heart. It deals with your heart.
I've heard people say they were angry with God, and they sounded like they were, and they talked to him like they were talking to a being like they were angry with him. That's not the manner in which you go to Almighty God, the creator of the universe. It's not right to go before someone that's rapping your body in a haughty, arrogant way. Rude. And I've told you the story about the brother that got hit by lightning.
Yes.
And every 7 years he got hit by lightning. And 7 years, he died. And 5 years later, his grave got hit. Now, I say I don't know what he did, but I can speculate that anybody who hang with God and lay him out, there's a possibility. Lightning might hit them a few times.
So wouldn't want to be standing
beside it. Lightning will hit their grave too.
Set them on fire.
The manner in which you pray, and this is important too. Many times when you pray, it's not just one type of prayer. You're praying.
Mm-hmm.
Prayer of agreement, maybe because you whip somebody, supplication, thanksgiving. You've been tied up maybe three or four different types of prayer, all in one setting. So don't think that the prayers are like in little boxes. Okay, I'm gonna take out this box, prayer petition and faith. I'm going to deal with that. Your prayer's not, or if they're in a box, it don't have a lid on it. In other words, your prayers. Okay. Any more? Go ahead.
It's not a question, but it's because I remember when we talked about this in class, where we broke this down. I think this is from in James 2, when we said that when we pray, we broke it down into how we start praying. Like I said, we pray asking, and then we broke that, and he said, when we believe, like we operate in faith, that's the belief, and then at the end, you know, we're saying like thank you, you know. So that's how we break it down, you know, when we're praying.
I see what you're saying. Here's the key to, and someone shared this with me maybe over 50 years ago, and they used the acronym ACTS, A-C-T-S. And I did not quite understand all of it in the way it was presented, but A was adoration. You pray.
Say it again.
C was confession. Confession.
Admiration. You said admiration?
Yes, that's like praising. Praising God, adoring him.
Adoration.
And then C was confession. Confessing your sins, but also confessing what you want God to do. You're not focusing on the problem. You're focusing on the solution. So you confess what you want God to step in this situation. And then thanksgiving, you thank him because you already gave. Confess what you're looking
confession.
For. And then
confession.
I understand supplication until I got to kneel. Supplication is the manner in which you do all of that. What you do,
supplication
is the manner in which you do ACT. It's not
okay. So
it's not a haughty, arrogant type of prayer, but it's a humble prayer that you go before, boldly before the Lord, but humbly.
Okay, so you said it was. Admiration, confession, what's the T?
Adoration.
Adoration, confession, thanks.
And praise and worship, that's what thanksgiving is. And then supplication is the manner in which you do all of that.
Thank you.
That's like the covering over all.
What's that? I missed something. That admiration, confession, the T.
It's adoration.
Like A-D-O-R. I said adoration, confession.
But anyway, okay. And confession, a lot of people think it's that you're confessing your sins. That's okay. But you also
I got that.
You confess to the Lord. You believe that he can do what he said he going to do. And you confess what you need in your life. Because he know it already, but he want to know if you know it. So you confess that to him.
Right.
And thank him for all of that. You thank
I got
him.
That.
And then supplication is the manner in which you do all.
Supplication. Okay, man, I got that one.
Okay.
All right.
You're humble.
Right. Right. I got that. Okay. Got it.
It's okay. Let me.
Diana.
Okay, but that's a good way of remembering how you approach your prayers.
Okay, so we're getting rid of the other one.
Yeah.
Okay.
And you can do
adoration.
That. Thanksgiving, supplication. All of the types of prayers that can include all of that.
So.
And faith, the prayer of agreement is petition and faith, but it's with two or three people. Then, of course,
we're going 5 minutes over the time.
Oh, it is? Okay. Sorry about that, y'all.
I'm sorry.
You're supposed to ring the bell. I'll pass the pieces.
I'm saving with Liberty Mutual, Mom. They customize your car insurance. They only pay for what you need. You could save $700 just by switching.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're going to be continuing our series on the types of prayers, and today's prayer we're covering is the prayer of consecration. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Again, today's topic that we're discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Right now, we're in the middle of our series that we're doing on the different types of prayer. We're covering that this week and next week, and we're covering the different types of prayer so that as a believer, you understand how to get your prayers answered. One of the things we've said repeatedly throughout this teaching, throughout the series, I should say, is that many times when believers are not getting their prayers answered, it's because of different reasons. But one of the most common reasons is because they're not praying correctly. The fact is that the Bible outlines to us different types of prayer, and there's different rules that govern prayer. In other words, there's different prayer for different occasions or different prayer for different situations. So sometimes when the believer is not getting their prayers answered, it's just a matter that they're not praying correctly. Now, there are other reasons why people don't get prayers answered as well. One of the things that tells us in the Word is that a prayer must line up in accordance to the will of God, and that if it does, our prayers are answered. But sometimes people think that prayer is not answered because God just doesn't hear them or he doesn't want to answer their prayer. And that's actually not correct. In fact, Jesus has promised us that when he was leaving the apostles, he said, so far you haven't had to ask anything in my name, because he was with them. But he said that when he went to the Father, that if you asked of the Father in his name, nothing would be denied from you. So when we're lined up, when our lives line up in accordance to God's will and our prayers line up in accordance to God's will, anything we boldly bring before the throne of God in the name of Jesus is answered. But we have to have the faith to receive it. I also heard Kenneth Copeland say, and I've said this repeatedly through the series, that sometimes people are doing the right thing, they're just not doing it enough. In other words, they might pray once. Maybe if they're real desperate, they pray, and then they pray, and then they pray. But a couple weeks go by, they start to slack off a little bit, or I shouldn't say slack off, but their prayer is not as frequent. Couple months go by, it's even less frequent. After a while, they're just not praying much for that thing at all, except for when it occasionally pops in their mind. So sometimes it's because they're not praying, they're praying, but they're not praying enough or doing it consistently enough. Well, today we're going to continue our series, and today we're talking about the prayer of consecration. I want to let you know that this is often referred to as sometimes the prayer of dedication, or sometimes the prayer of consecration and dedication, or dedication and consecration. But it is the prayer of consecration. This has different uses for it, but I want to tell you that this prayer is based around the condition of the heart. Now, in yesterday's teaching, when we talked about the different types of prayer, and we were talking about, you know, the prayer of supplication, and we talked about how that dealt with the condition of the heart as well, that dealt more with the manner of the heart in which you were praying. Today's particular prayer deals with the condition of the heart, not the manner in which you pray, but the condition of the heart. Consecration is the act of separating something as holy. That's what that is. When you consecrate something, you are separating that as holy. So when you're separating that as holy, you're separating it to be used by God. And when you're separating it to be used by God, you're separating it as holy unto Him. So when you're praying the prayer of consecration, it's a prayer that focuses around the condition of your heart. In fact, I will tell you that oftentimes when people pray, they'll use the phrase or the term, if it be your will. In other words, they'll say a prayer, and at the very end of it, if it be your will. Well, that's not necessarily the correct way to pray unless you're praying the prayer of consecration. Why? Because when God has told us, for example, if we talk about a prayer of petition, God's already told us that's a petition we make before Him, standing on a promise He's already given us. So you don't take a promise God has given us and then present it back to Him and say, if it be your will. That's like saying, I know you said you'd do this, but in case you forgot or you changed your mind, if it be your will. When we're praying a prayer of a petition or agreement, we're presenting the promises of God right back to Him. In a prayer of consecration, however, we're setting ourselves apart as holy to Him, or setting something apart as holy to Him. And when we do that, we can cap that off with, if it be thy will. I want to go right into some different scriptures for you and show you exactly where this is at in the Bible, and then we're going to cover exactly how to do a prayer of consecration. The first scripture I want to take you to is out of the book of Matthew, and this is verse 9 through 10 out of chapter 6. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Let's read. In this manner, therefore, pray, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. What I will tell you is that this is known as the Our Father or the Lord's Prayer. And some people are like, well, why are you going to that? This is a foundational teaching that the Lord gave us. Now, we're not going through the whole entire prayer. We're only taking just the first couple verses. But there's a reason why. In this, Jesus is not telling us to pray the Our Father, as, you know, like in the Catholic religion, that they're saying pray this. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray that. But that's not what Jesus is telling us. What He's doing is He gave us an example. But there's things within this prayer that He's showing us how to present ourselves correctly to the Lord. So let's dissect it. The first thing it says, Our Father who art in heaven. In other words, we're praying to God. That's what He's telling you to do. You're praying to God. Hallowed be your name. In other words, when you present yourself before God, what He's doing is He's showing you present yourself to God in praise. When you present yourself to God in praise, He's saying that basically as holy is your name. He's praising the Lord. He's bringing praise to the Lord to go ahead and pray before Him. I would tell you, I gave a teaching a while back at a school, and when I did at the school I was teaching at, one of the things that I talked about and the Lord had impressed upon me to tell them is that when we pray, we enter into God's presence. But when we get into praise and worship, God enters into our presence. And when you start off by praying, when you praise, God comes into that presence, and then when we pray, we enter fully into His. So prayer is to be started off by praise. Maybe you don't have time for praise and worship music, but you should at least start off your prayer with praise for Him. Then it goes on in verse 10 to say, Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Now there's some things we could really dissect on the on earth as it is in heaven part. But one of the things we've talked about is that the Lord has showed us that we have the power or authority to bind things on earth and on heaven. But your kingdom come, your will be done. When we start off with the prayer of consecration, we're talking about the Lord's will be done. Now, I want to go ahead and take you to another scripture, and this is out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is a direct promise from God that when we consecrate ourselves as holy unto Him, He has promised to hear our prayers. But there's a couple things we got to do. We have to humble our heart and walk away from the pride. You humble your heart before Him, you turn away from your wicked sins. That means if your sins are over here, you turn away and walk completely away from them. You're walking away from your sins. You're not glancing over your shoulder looking at Him. You're walking away from your sins. And if you submit yourself to Him, He'll hear our prayers and He'll heal our land. And when He heals our land, that's something that we definitely need right now. But healing our land can be in many different ways. Let's go ahead and continue reading Scripture. The next one we have is Psalms 37:5. It says, Commit your way to the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass. Let's go ahead and keep on reading. We're going right into Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So we've talked about some different scriptures, and we've backed up that the prayer of consecration is a prayer that deals with the condition of your heart. What I will also tell you, though, is it's also the condition of whatever you're praying over. So the prayer of consecration or the prayer of dedication can be used to consecrate something as holy unto the Lord, or you can turn around and dedicate something as holy unto the Lord. If there's a prayer you were to begin every day with, this would be that prayer. In other words, when people say, well, I say my morning prayers, this prayer should precede all other prayers. And so if you were to begin your day in prayer, which you should, this is the prayer that you would pray. It's a prayer of consecration. It doesn't have to be elaborate or long, but simply, Father, I dedicate my day to you. I speak your mercies and traveling mercies and goodness over my life, and I dedicate every step I take today to you. And just with that, say, if it be your will, show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to witness in Jesus' name. So when you do that, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, but you're doing a prayer of consecration directly to him. And this is something you can do on a daily basis, but you're submitting your will to his. So you're praying, if it be thy will, into your life. Now, if you're praying over something like a home, for example, or you're praying over something you received that was a gift to you and you want to cleanse it before you come in your home, we're not necessarily going into cleansing types of prayer, but cleansing types of prayer are focused around a prayer of consecration or a prayer of dedication. In fact, sometimes in baptisms and different religions, they'll turn around and use a prayer of dedication or prayer of consecration because they're setting that child or that person apart as holy unto the Lord. So that's what a prayer of consecration is, or a prayer of dedication. It simply deals with the condition of your heart. Remember, it's not based on the manner in which you pray. That's a prayer of supplication. This deals directly with the condition of your heart. And then you're basically dedicating your will over to him. You're separating yourself from all sin. You're separating yourself from all evil. Does that mean you're not going to sin anymore? I wish it did, but the fact is you'll still make some mistakes, so don't feel pressure. But you're dedicating yourself to him. You're presenting yourself to him as holy. And as you do that, you're saying, Father, I'm intending to live my life in a holy manner for you. And you're segregating yourself unto him. And you're basically saying, you're separating yourself from the world. And you're saying, I dedicate myself as holy unto you. And I'm consecrating myself. Let your will be done in my life. And like I said, you can pray that over objects or things as well to help you out with that. But remember, we take all requests directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. He even showed this again to us in the Lord's Prayer, that we pray to the Father in heaven, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Guys, as always, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. We want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com, where you can connect with all of our teachings. They're available to stream at no cost, 4 hours a day from our website. In addition, we invite you to connect with us on social media, where you can also find our teachings. You can find us on our YouTube page, our Facebook page, or on Twitter. We want to go ahead and remind you to connect with us, and if teachings are meaning something to you, then share them with the people around you, whether that be your coworkers, your family, your friends, people you know, maybe it's even people you go to church with. The fact is, if these teachings are helping you, there's a good chance to help the people that you associate with or the people that are involved in your circles. Guys, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
Any questions or clarity?
And do you have all the scriptures? Because I think what I'm going to do, if we have enough time left over, I'm going to play both of these teachings again, because they're not long. You understand the difference. The supplication is the manner in which you pray. Dedication and consecration is the condition of your heart.
Condition of the heart. One is the manner.
This is the only prayer that you can say, rightly say, if it's your will. Because you go to a prayer that talks about healing, and God says, what's this idea? If it's your will, you don't say if it's his will.
Yeah.
His will to heal you. This is the prayer of dedication and consecration. I'm going to dedicate this day to you. I'm going to dedicate this house to you. I'm going to dedicate my car to you. I consecrate this car to be used for your kingdom and for you to light up, to cover this car. If it's your will, Lord, to lead me where I need to go today in this car, or it's the condition of your heart. Supplication is the manner in which you pray. Like Job's wife was really giving him bad advice. You need to curse God and die. Bless her prayer. She was suggesting to Job. Because stuff was happening bad. And sometimes when stuff happens bad in our life, we get angry at you. And God didn't do it to us. The enemy is the enemy, the devil, or other people, or foul spirits. But we're going to blame God. So we're angry at God. The manner in which you pray, that's supplication. The condition of your heart, that is dedication or consecration. Be ye holy as I am holy. That's what the word says. Hallelujah, glory to God. Any questions?
No.
Yes.
The manner in which you pray.
Your attitude.
Anybody got the scriptures?
You have the,
yes, I do.
That's supplication.
And the conditions. Okay.
Dedication and consecration is the condition of your heart. Be ye holy as I am holy. You're going to sincerely, humbly, you're gonna just turn whatever that you're consecrating over to God. Have your way, Lord. Whether it's consecrating or dedicating the day to God or whatever. And you can say, come thy kingdom be done thy will today. In my life, as I drive this car, as I go to work, as I go to church, as I go to school, consecrate the day. Supplication is the manner in which you pray. The attitude that you have.
Attitude.
That's another word you can use. It's the attitude in which you're going to the Father God. You can go boldly, but you can go with reverential fear. You know, this is the God that spoke everything into being. I am not going to yell at him unless I'm thanking him, praising him. That kind of thing. That's okay. But I'm not going to lay him out.
Amen.
I'm not going to get an attitude with God. I know some folks that got an attitude with God, they're no longer here. And that brother got hit by lightning 3 times, that, somewhere along the line, he survived it. For 2 years and the fourth set of 7 years, he died. Then 5 years later, I think about this and I laugh. His grave got hit by lightning. I don't know what the boy did. It could have been a woman. I don't know, but I think it was a man. Because we think we know all, you know. Well, anyway, let me stop. But I don't know. Maybe one day it'll be revealed to me. Not an example. I don't want God to, you know, no. I just He can reveal to me if he wants to. If he doesn't, that's okay. But I don't think there are any coincidences. But what I'm sharing with you, supplication and prayer dedication, y'all just watch yourself when you're praying to Almighty God. Supplication.
Right.
That attitude that you have going to him. Because,
mm-hmm.
look, if it's worth praying for, it's worth waiting for. Noah waited 120 years, 100 years, that the prayer and what God said came to Noah. God told Abraham in his old age that he and his wife were going to have a baby. She laughed. He didn't laugh. I don't think. I don't remember him laughing. But I put it this way. It was 3 years later on that happened. I think it was 3 years, if I'm not mistaken. So y'all got to, one thing Neil said was some people quit. You ask God one time to thank him as many times as it takes until it manifests.
Amen.
Every day, at least once or twice a day, we're thanking God for the new building. You say, well, how's it materialize that? That's not my job. My job is to put the dots on the page. It's God's job to connect the dots. Is that right?
Right.
My job is to put faith dots on the page of my life. It's God's
right.
job to connect the dots. And however long it takes, if it takes 1 week, 1 month, 1 year, 10 years, look here, as long as I'm doing God's will, I don't care how long it takes.
Amen.
Oh, excuse me. Glory to God. Let me see what time it is. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Oh, it's not
Time up.
Any questions, anybody?
Ding, 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 ding.
Do you want to hear supplication again? I didn't hear any. Yeah,
we can always listen to it again.
We can play it again.
If you want to go into another prayer, we can always go listen to it again.
Yeah.
Because each time you listen to it, you hear something different.
Two a day. I don't want to do more than two. Because it's not even 8 yet. So we have.
You play that. You'll play that again?
Yeah, so I'm going to play that again. Let's see. Here we got it. Boom, boom.
To this end with all perseverance and supplication for all the saints. Sometimes people have a hard time of understanding what the saints mean. If you come from a Catholic background or if you're in the Catholic faith, the saints that you're taught to are the people who live what they would consider by man's standard extraordinary lives of holiness who are recognized by the Catholic Church. Now, it's nothing wrong for the Catholic Church to acknowledge those people, but I will tell you that when we start to exalt any type of person higher than the Lord or on the same level as the Lord, we're almost holding it up as a false idol or deity. So we need to be careful with that. It's okay for us to show honor to saints, to people that they believe are saints, that have lived extraordinary lives, but you must be very careful that you exalt them to be on the same level as Jesus or the Lord, or that you turn around and you hold them in some type of a deity status. Now, that being said, the saints that it's actually talking about in Ephesians, it's actually talking about saints. That's what they refer to as believers. I remember when I first got saved, I used to refer to people sometimes that, man, I'm a saint. And they'd turn around and get so upset with that. And I can understand why. Because they had in their mindset from a Catholic background what the church held as a saint. And then they saw me, and even though I was saved, they saw my lifestyle I was living, and they said, you are not a saint. That being said, I will tell you that it refers to here praying for all the saints. Saints are considered all the believers. Let's go ahead and move on to our next one. Our next one is out of 1 Timothy, and it's chapter 2, verses 1 through 2. Therefore, I exhort, first of all, that supplications, prayers, intercessions, and giving of thanks be made for all men, for kings and all who are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and reverence. I will tell you that this scripture right here describes what the church is supposed to be doing, but much of the body of Christ is not. Let me go through it. It says that he exalts, first of all, that supplications, prayer, supplication, humble, earnest request that you're praying on behalf of yourself or another, the humble, earnest prayer of supplication. Also, intercessions. That's when you're praying on behalf of another person. You're interceding for them. And as you grow in the prayer of intercession, sometimes the Lord will lay that down on your heart as a burden. It'll be a heaviness. We'll talk about that at other times. We're going to cover intercession later on in the series. But intercession, sometimes he'll lay a burden on your heart or heaviness. And it might even be for a person you don't even know. The next level it talks about is and giving of thanks, which we're also going to talk about the prayer of thanksgiving, worship, and praise later on as well. But in giving of thanks, be made for all men. All men means all men. That doesn't mean the people that you like only. That means all men. And then it finishes it where it says, because honor to whom honor is due, God talks about for kings and all who are in authority. Guys, if you're praying the prayer of supplication, we've covered how to do it. Again, and just a quick recap, a prayer of supplication deals with you having right standing of the heart. It's not a casual request, but it's a humble request. You don't necessarily have to back it with all kinds of scriptures. You don't have to write it down like a petition or prayer petition like we showed before. It's just simply you going before God, and you're making a humble and earnest request before him. And as you make it to him, you're making the request directly to the Father, so you're praying directly to God, and you're doing it in the name of Jesus, because Jesus is our intercessor that's at his right hand. No one else is at God's right hand except Jesus, and Jesus is our intercessor. He said when he went to be with the Father, he would turn around and give us the Holy Spirit for comfort, but he was going to the Father to be our intercessor, and he said that anything we ask of the Father in his name would be given to us. Guys, I hope that you found this teaching encouraging today. As always, we want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com. In addition to that, swing by our social media and connect with us. We invite you to swing by our YouTube channel, our Facebook page, or our Twitter. And when you go on there, connect with us. Like us, share us, subscribe to us, do whatever you need to do. If you're finding these teachings encouraging, there's a good chance the loved ones around you will as well. We invite you to help share this word and partner with us in that so we can get the good word, the good news, out to the lost. Guys, I want to thank you and remind you that Jesus is Lord and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you, and have a blessed day.
Again, supplication has to do with the attitude in which you're praying. Humbly, earnestly, it's the manner in which you're praying and you're seeking and you're asking. All right. Hallelujah. Any questions on that again?
No.
Okay.
Happy kids are successful kids. When you choose a tuition-free, K-12-powered online school, you join more than 2 million happy kids.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Neil Reyes, and I want to welcome you to today's episode of Champions Minute. Today, we're going to be continuing our series on the types of prayer, and today's prayer we're covering is the prayer of consecration. Get ready. Today's topic that we're going to be discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Again, today's topic that we're discussing is called the prayer of consecration. Right now, we're in the middle of our series that we're doing on the different types of prayer. We're covering that this week and next week, and we're covering the different types of prayer so that as a believer, you understand how to get your prayers answered. One of the things we've said repeatedly throughout this teaching, throughout the series, I should say, is that many times when believers are not getting their prayers answered, it's because of different reasons. But one of the most common reasons is because they're not praying correctly. The fact is that the Bible outlines to us different types of prayer, and there's different rules that govern prayer. In other words, there's different prayer for different occasions or different prayer for different situations. So sometimes when the believer is not getting their prayers answered, it's just a matter that they're not praying correctly. Now, there are other reasons why people don't get prayers answered as well. One of the things that tells us in the Word is that a prayer must line up in accordance to the will of God, and that if it does, they're answered. But sometimes people think that prayer is not answered because God just doesn't hear them or he doesn't want to answer their prayer. And that's actually not correct. In fact, Jesus has promised us that when he was leaving the apostles, he said, so far you haven't had to ask anything in my name, because he was with them. But he said that when he went to the Father, that if you asked of the Father in his name, nothing would be denied from you. So when we're lined up, when our lives line up in accordance to God's will and our prayers line up in accordance to God's will, anything we boldly bring before the throne of God in the name of Jesus is answered. But we have to have the faith to receive it. I also heard Kenneth Copeland say, and I've said this repeatedly through the series, that sometimes people are doing the right thing, they're just not doing it enough. In other words, they might pray once. Maybe if they're real desperate, they pray, and then they pray, and then they pray. But a couple of weeks go by, they start to slack off a little bit, or I shouldn't say slack off, but their prayer is not as frequent. Couple months go by, it's even less frequent. After a while, they're just not praying much for that thing at all, except for when it occasionally pops in their mind. So sometimes it's because they're not praying, they're praying, but they're not praying enough or doing it consistently enough. Well, today we're going to continue our series, and today we're talking about the prayer of consecration. I want to let you know that this is often referred to as sometimes the prayer of dedication, or sometimes the prayer of consecration and dedication, or dedication and consecration, but it is the prayer of consecration. This has different uses for it, but I want to tell you that this prayer is based around the condition of the heart. Now, in yesterday's teaching, when we talked about the different types of prayer, and we were talking about, you know, the prayer of supplication, and we talked about how that dealt with the condition of the heart as well, that dealt more with the manner of the heart in which you were praying. Today's particular prayer deals with the condition of the heart, not the manner in which you pray, but the condition of the heart. Consecration is the act of separating something as holy. That's what that is. When you consecrate something, you are separating that as holy. So when you're separating that as holy, you're separating it to be used by God. And when you're separating it to be used by God, you're separating it as holy unto him. So when you're praying the prayer of consecration, it's a prayer that focuses around the condition of your heart. In fact, I will tell you that oftentimes when people pray, they'll use the phrase or the term, if it be your will. In other words, they'll say a prayer, and at the very end of it, if it be your will. Well, that's not necessarily the correct way to pray unless you're praying the prayer of consecration. Why? Because when God has told us, for example, if we talk about a prayer, a petition, God's already told us that's a petition we make before him, standing on a promise he's already given us. So you don't take a promise God has given us and then present it back to him and say, if it be your will. That's like saying, I know you said you'd do this, but in case you forgot or you changed your mind, if it be your will. When we're praying a prayer of a petition or agreement, we're presenting the promises of God right back to him. In a prayer of consecration, however, we're setting ourselves apart as holy to him, or some, we're setting something apart as holy to him. And when we do that, we can cap that off with, if it be thy will. I want to go right into some different scriptures for you and show you exactly where this is at in the Bible, and then we're going to cover exactly how to do a prayer of consecration. The first scripture I want to take you to is out of the book of Matthew, and this is verse 9 through 10 out of chapter 6. So Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 10. Let's read. In this manner, therefore, pray, our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. What I will tell you is that this is known as the Our Father, or as the Lord's Prayer. And some people are like, well, why are you going to that? This is a foundational teaching that the Lord gave us. Now, we're not going through the whole entire prayer. We're only taking just the first couple verses. But there's a reason why. In this, Jesus is not telling us to pray the Our Father, as, you know, like in the Catholic religion, that they're saying pray this. I'm not saying it's wrong to pray that. But that's not what Jesus is telling us. What he's doing is he gave us an example. But there's things within this prayer that he's showing us how to present ourselves correctly to the Lord. So let's dissect it. The first thing it says, our Father who art in heaven. In other words, we're praying to God. That's what he's telling you to do. You're praying to God. hallowed be your name. In other words, when you present yourself before God, what he's doing is he's showing you present yourself to God in praise. When you present yourself to God in praise, he's saying that basically as holy is your name. He's praising the Lord. He's bringing praise to the Lord to go ahead and pray before him. I will tell you, I gave a teaching a while back at a school, and when I did at the school I was teaching at, one of the things that I talked about and the Lord had impressed upon me to tell him is that when we pray, we enter into God's presence. But when we get into praise and worship, God enters into our presence. And when you start off by praying, when you praise, God comes into that presence, and then when we pray, we enter fully into his. So prayer is to be started off by praise. Maybe you don't have time for praise and worship music, but you should at least start off your prayer with praise for him. Then it goes on in verse 10 to say, your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Now, there's some things we could really dissect on the on earth as it is in heaven part, but one of the things we've talked about is that the Lord has showed us that we have the power or authority to bind things on earth and on heaven. But your kingdom come, your will be done. When we start off with the prayer of consecration, we're talking about the Lord's will be done. Now, I want to go ahead and take you to another scripture, and this is out of 2 Chronicles chapter 7, verse 14. Let's read. If my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven and will forgive their sin and heal their land. This is a direct promise from God that when we consecrate ourselves as holy unto him, he has promised to hear our prayers. But there's a couple things we got to do. We have to humble our heart and walk away from the pride. You humble your heart before him, you turn away from your wicked sins. That means if your sins are over here, you turn away and walk completely away from them. You're walking away from your sins. And I glance over your shoulder looking at him, you're walking away from your sins. And if you submit yourself to him, he'll hear our prayers and he'll heal our land. And when he heals our land, that's something that we definitely need right now. But healing our land can be in many different ways. Let's go ahead and continue reading scripture. The next one we have is Psalms 37:5. It says, commit your way to the Lord, trust also in him, and he shall bring it to pass. Let's go ahead and keep on reading. We're going right into Psalms 139, verses 23 through 24. Search me, O God, and know my heart. Try me, and know my anxieties. And see if there is any wicked way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting. So, we've talked about some different scriptures, and we've backed up that the prayer of consecration is a prayer that deals with the condition of your heart. What I will also tell you, though, is it's also the condition of whatever you're praying over. So the prayer of consecration or the prayer of dedication can be used to consecrate something as holy unto the Lord, or you can turn around and dedicate something as holy unto the Lord. If there's a prayer you were to begin every day with, this would be that prayer. In other words, when people say, well, I say my morning prayers, this prayer should precede all other prayers. And so if you were to begin your day in prayer, which you should, this is the prayer that you would pray. It's a prayer of consecration. It doesn't have to be elaborate or long, but simply, Father, I dedicate my day to you. I speak your mercies and traveling mercies and goodness over my life, and I dedicate every step I take today to you. And just with that, say, if it be your will, show me where you want me to go. Show me what you want me to do. Show me how you want me to witness in Jesus' name. So when you do that, it doesn't have to be exactly like that, but you're doing a prayer of consecration directly to him. And this is something you can do on a daily basis, but you're submitting your will to his. So you're praying, if it be thy will, into your life. Now, if you're praying over something like a home, for example, or you're praying over something you received that was a gift to you and you want to cleanse it before you come in your home, we're not necessarily going into cleansing types of prayer, but cleansing types of prayer are focused around a prayer consecration or a prayer dedication. In fact, sometimes in baptisms and different religions, they'll turn around and use a prayer dedication or prayer consecration because they're setting that child or that person apart as holy unto the Lord. So that's what a prayer of consecration is, or a prayer of dedication. It simply deals with the condition of your heart. Remember, it's not based on the manner in which you pray. That's a prayer of supplication. This deals directly with the condition of your heart. And then you're basically dedicating your will over to him. You're separating yourself from all sin. You're separating yourself from all evil. Does that mean you're not going to sin anymore? I wish it did, but the fact is you'll still make some mistakes, so don't feel pressure. But you're dedicating yourself to him. You're presenting yourself to him as holy. And as you do that, you're saying, Father, I'm intending to live my life in a holy manner for you. And you're segregating yourself unto him. And you're basically saying you're separating yourself from the world. And you are saying, I dedicate myself as holy unto you. And I'm consecrating myself. Let your will be done in my life. And like I said, you can pray that over objects or things as well to help you out with that. But remember, we take all requests directly to the Father in the name of Jesus. He even showed this again to us in the Lord's Prayer that we pray to the Father in heaven, and we do it in the name of Jesus. Guys, as always, I hope you enjoyed our teaching today. We want to remind you to swing by our website at neilreyes.com where you can connect with all of our teachings. They're available to stream for at no cost 24 hours a day from our website. In addition, we invite you to connect with us on social media, where you can also find our teachings. You can find us on our YouTube page, our Facebook page, or on Twitter. We want to go ahead and remind you to connect with us, and if teachings are meaning something to you, then share them with the people around you, whether that be your coworkers, your family, your friends, people you know, maybe it's even people you go to church with. The fact is, if these teachings are helping you, there's a good chance to help the people that you associate with or the people that are involved in your circles. Guys, we want to remind you that Jesus is Lord, and he loves you, and so do we. Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
It's 806.
Comment.
Question. Yeah. So, teachers, could you give us the verses again, the scriptures again? Matthew 4:9-10
And Psalm 37:5.
No, no, no. Go back up to 2 Corinthians.
7:14. Yeah.
Okay.
No, that's
Psalm 37.
Chronicles.
That's Chronicles.
2 Chronicles.
Wait, I can't hear anything.
7:14.
Okay.
Psalm 37:5.
Uh-huh.
Matthew 6:9-10. Am I missing one?
Psalms 129.
Psalms 139.
It's 139.
It was 139. I've forgotten the verse.
23-24.
Okay. Right. And before that one, it was Psalms 37:5.
Right. And before that, it was 2 Corinthians.
It was Matthew 6:9-10.
2 Corinthians 7-14.
Okay. That's Chronicles.
Chronicles?
Yes.
That's what I want. Chronicles.
Chapter 7:14. If my people who are called by my name.
Right. Okay. Sister Peaches, I have a question. On Sunday, when I was called up and you prayed over me, which prayer was that?
Am I supposed to remember what I prayed?
No, I'm just saying, the type of prayer, was that consecration?
Oh, yes. Yes, that was a prayer of consecration, a dedication. Yes.
Yes, that's what I thought. I just wanted to make sure. Okay.
Okay.
Now that we're going through this, we ought to be paying more attention to what we're saying. But we're like, what? I supposed to remember what I said Sunday.
Pastor set up the background for it and just told you to pray because he was awarding me, I guess, the honor of the class and what have you. You were praying that everything I touch would be blessed and anointed and set apart. So that I wanted to make sure that's sort of what that prayer was about.
And here's the key to, again, we share this, that our prayers are not solo. In other words, there will be a combination of several types of
prayer
in one setting, in one episode, whatever you want to call it. And so that, but we need to really understand what we're doing and what is, because I can see it. I did not see this prior to me first hearing this teaching about Neil Reyes, because you hear this, so we're praying for somebody sick, and you hear them say, if it's your will to heal, that's out of order. God promised to heal us. We don't have to say, if it's your will, God. Now, how he does what he does, that's up to him. But it's not in order. What's in order to say, if it's God's will, is the prayer of dedication and consecration. And I can understand that. Because you see in the Lord's Prayer, our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Consecration, dedication, the will of God in a prayer of dedication and consecration. Hallelujah. Any other questions? Again, the nine types of prayer. Prayer of petition or faith. The prayer of agreement, which is the exact same thing as the prayer of petition or faith, only you do it with two or three people. The prayer of supplication. Prayer of dedication and consecration. Next week, we're going to go into the prayer of praise, worship, and thanksgiving.
You're breaking up.
Okay.
Breaking up.
Okay.
So last week you did one and two.
Right, correct. Today we did three and four.
Okay.
Next week we'll do five and six. Am I still breaking up?
No.
Okay. And that's a praise, worship, thanksgiving, and also casting the cares upon the Lord prayer. That's next week.
Mm-hmm.
And the week
okay.
after is going to be, united prayer or corporate prayer and intercessory prayer. And
okay.
the week after that will be praying in the Spirit, which is actually three videos. Or three audios that we can listen to on that day. But it's important to know these so that you can know what to pray and how to pray. Again, supplication is the manner in which you share what you're sharing. Your attitude as you flow. And the dedication is the condition of your heart. Because you want to be holy like he's holy. So you're separating something, consecrating something, setting it apart. God's will be done. That's so powerful.
It is.
That's why a lot of churches, when they're dedicating children, you know, that's so important. You're dedicating that child's life to God.
Amen.
That is so important. Hallelujah. Any questions, comments, Pastor Peaches?
You said next week is praise, worship, and thanksgiving. And what was number six?
Oh. Casting your cares upon the Lord's Prayer.
Casting cares. Thank you.
Thanksgiving.
Now, did you get all of the scriptures? And I do want y'all to really get those scriptures so that you can know this for yourself. This is a no-so salvation. You can hear Neil Reyes, Kenneth Copeland, Kenneth Hagin, Almighty Man. You can hear maybe takes of Smith Wigglesworth, but you got to know God for yourself.
Amen.
You got to read the word, and then you got to apply it. Don't be sitting up going into depression, and you got all this word. We done shared.
Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
See, I shared the word. I shared where it is. Neil Reyes shared the word. He said, the blood is not on my hand, it is on Neil Reyes' hand. You got to read the word. When you're going through, don't run down the middle of the street pulling your hair out. Go to God's word. Oh, Jesus. I don't know what to say. But I don't want another member of this church to ever come to me and cry out. They don't know what to do if they haven't gone to God first. Neil said it, and it's really true. You go to God first. You pray first, and then everything else comes. Well, I guess the only thing left to do is to pray. No, that was the first thing. Pray in faith, believe in God. And he
Amen.
Can connect the dots. He promised to connect the dots. He's the author and the finisher of your faith. You started out by putting a dot on your page, and he's going to finish it for you. He's going to connect the dots, y'all.
Amen.
Any
Amen.
Comments, questions, comments, anything else?
No.
When I hear these different types of prayers, it empowers me and it humbles me all at the same time.
It really does. Because we think it's just one prayer. And then we have to understand how we pray. You start off with adoration, praising God. Because a lot of people, you know what they saw? They saw, give me, my name is Jimmy. Or give me, my name is Kimmy. That's not how you start. The Bible says, make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye land. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. You can start singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God, is he that has made us and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and enter into his courts with praise. Be thankful to him. Three times. In one verse, it's three times. For you to do that.
Mm-hmm.
If I see you, if I'm your daddy, and you run into me, say, Daddy, give me. Can you at least say hello?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, say good morning. You know.
Amen.
Can you at least say, how are you doing, Daddy? Lord have mercy.
Mm. But that also shows you respect unto his holiness,
yes,
how you
yes.
come and present yourself to him. That is so important. Because I know I didn't just come to my mother's father in your kind of way, you know.
That's right. It's respect. And then some folks don't respect. And then they get the audacity to get angry when he doesn't seemingly give them what they're asking for. Now, I can see an 8-year-old who asked God for they could drive. They may get up because she didn't get the Cadillac. But that's not Their feet can't even touch the pedal. Come on now. That's not in for her. Maybe somewhere down the line, when her feet really can touch the pedals, maybe. But some of us are adults, and we do the same thing.
Yes.
How many times have I shared with us? Don't saute, marinate, ruminate, meditate, focus on negative.
Because
and the seed you sow is the crop. If I had a dollar for every time I've said that, I might be able to go buy a vehicle with cash, a brand new vehicle. We keep sauteing the negative, y'all. Please don't do that. For God's sake, don't do it. For your sake, don't do it. Because you're sowing seed. What you think is the reality that your body's going to be living in. I went off on a tangent, but I have to because I have, you know, I want folk to grow in the Lord. Learning these nine types of prayer is a growth walk. We're growing spiritually. But I want us to put into action what we're learning.
Amen. Yeah.
Reveal itself to you. Revelation, wisdom, and knowledge. Apply what you learn. Knowledge is information. True knowledge comes from God. We need to understand. That's why we're going to Bible study, to understanding the true knowledge. And then we understand the true knowledge and then put it in action. That's called wisdom. Wisdom is putting understood knowledge into action.
You gotta be wise. But anyway, Pastor Peaches,
anything?
No, it's clear, Pastor. No questions.
Anyone else? Any questions? Any comments? Are y'all learning anything about prayer?
Most definitely.
Amen.
Yes.
Yes.
I'm going to tell you something. The more we hear it, the more we're going to understand it. And I'm not just talking about y'all. You understand what I'm saying? I'm talking about me. You understand what I'm saying? I'm a student, Bible student as well. I'm learning as you're learning. I'm learning as well. So we're learning.
I think my take. I'm sorry.
No, go ahead. Now,
I was just thinking, my takeaway is that we have so dishonored God in our ignorance that now that I do know, my reverence is deeper and stronger, and I realize what I'm beginning to have a hold of. Therefore, the teachings are so valuable to my character as a Christian as I go. Because it helps me to grow in a more honorable fashion in respect to him, how I handle him, his word, myself, other people. It gives it a whole new arena for me to display him in that is in reverence to his holiness. You know, it's like, oh, my God, I've been ugly to God. You know, disrespectful. Of course, I didn't know. But the thing is, because now that I do know, the value has heightened so greatly.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much for sharing that. I want to let y'all know what God is doing with you and to you. God is turning a blessing in your life, and he's turning you into the blessing, the knowledge
Yes.
And wisdom. And understanding that you, that's being revealed to you, is such that others will come to you and desire for you to teach them what you know.
Mm-hmm.
You transition from a blessing to being the blessing.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I can see that. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to tell y'all something else. After we finish this teaching, we can teach about the fruit of the Holy Spirit.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
Understand that.
Wow.
We got to really, really see, this is a teaching ministry. I did not even put that on the ministry until about two or three weeks ago. I said, yeah, this is a teaching ministry.
Mm-hmm.
I said,
yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Probably God said, knucklehead, I've been doing that all along. This is a teaching ministry. Well, bless
mm-hmm.
God. Because
Amen.
I have a coachable, teachable spirit. Everyone that has got to have a coachable, teachable spirit because we're all learning and trying to grow spiritually. And
Amen.
People are going to come to us. I mean, come. You may not have a title or a position in the church, but because you've been taught God's word, people will be coming to you, and they will assume, are you a minister? Are you a pastor? Because the vast knowledge that you will have.
Mm. Yes.
Mm.
I got a revelation I need to share with y'all. I got it this morning. The Morning Glory nugget this morning about memory. Was that this morning?
Yes. Yes, it was. Proverbs 10:7.
I did not realize what I was saying. Often, we're thinking about remembering what God said, the words, the scriptures, the addresses, but also what he has done for us. Remembering
yes.
what if he did it before.
He can do it again. Mm-hmm. Amen.
If he did it
rehearsing.
Jody, mm-hmm. he'll do it right because he has no respect of person. Boy, that got a
okay.
hold of me this morning. Because I always ask God, what's the nugget? Because I got to come up with a nugget every day. So, you know, Brother Bird, I put it this way, I need to lean on the Lord for nuggets. And he got with me this morning. It's not just the
yes.
number, address of a scripture, but I remember how the in our lives open up and we walk across on dry land, headed for the front. Remember that. Now, the devil he wants you to remember all the mistakes and missteps you've made. But see, God put it in the sea of forgiveness. But God said, I want you to remember, hallelujah, glory to God, the manna that fell from heaven or the dollar bill
yeah.
from heaven, like this pastor and his wife walking through a wooded area. $78,000 fell out of the sky. They needed that.
Yes.
But remember those good times. And think about this. Of your past. It's going to be the worst of your future. Because the best is yet to come.
That's mm. right.
Y'all will get that.
Pastor,
about 5 or 6. And you jump straight out of the bed. The best is going to be the worst of people because your best is, that's not a word, but your best is yes. Thank God.
The pastor makes me. Pastor, this makes me think about the Israelites. At different times, the Lord would put stones in a certain place so that they would remember that when kids ask, the children would ask, they would explain what had happened, what events created that situation, why they had to put stones there. But even in the ark, the budding tree limb and the broken Ten Commandments, those were to remind them of what had already transpired. So God knows that you will forget if you don't look at things to remember. So think about in your house, maybe a picture or a vase or someone gave you. When you look back at who gave it to you, it stirs up those memories and rekindles those feelings.
Positive feelings.
Of who?
Yes.
Yes, positive.
Of course, you're kind of about that. That's a wonderful, and we need to practice thinking about the victories of the past.
Yes, yes.
That are coming our way.
Amen.
In the future.
Mm. Amen.
See, you want to think on stuff, you go to Philippians 4:8. Think of things which are honest and true with good report. That being a great of being praised, think on these. That's what you need to saute, marinate, ruminate. Meditate.
Amen. Yes. If he did it before, he can do it again.
Mm.
He's no respected person.
Bigger and better. He is no
amen,
respected.
Amen.
So God bless
that's
all
a part of it.
Yes, go ahead.
I was just going to say that's part of encouraging yourself.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
And you know, Bibles, that's why we get together, even on Bible study. Because the anointing that's in each of us adds to the anointing that's in each of us to make a tremendous breakthrough in somebody's life.
Amen.
I'm going to tell you, when we all get together, it's going to be just like a rushing of a mighty wind. I'm going to block the Holy Spirit. Yeah, Lord have mercy.
And Lord have mercy.
People don't know. But those folks that want to be the lone ranger and the lone stranger, they mess themselves up. Because they get themselves in a place where the devil can pick them off.
Mm.
But when you get together,
three-pronged cord
is not easily
broken.
Not easy broken.
We get together.
Broken, right.
You can't be broken. It's not easily broken.
Yeah. It's strength in numbers.
I share this with you. Encourage somebody new for morning worship. Encourage somebody new for study. And to listen to tomorrow's glory to God. Tomorrow's Wednesday International Victory Service. Be doing part four of how to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. You can end that up.
Could you repeat that? Because you kind of broken up.
How to say no when saying yes is spiritually unsound. How to say no when yes is spiritually unsound. And this is part four. We've done three parts.
Yes. Right.
And we're gonna end it tomorrow. But we never can tell. It may come again because folks run into trouble sometimes where they don't know how to say no. When the Spirit says say no.
When the Spirit says what?
When the Spirit says no.
Okay. How to say no when the Spirit says no.
That's right. The answer is new way of saying. What is the answer to a thousand? The answer is be led.
Yep, that's right.
So anyway, I think that's time. I haven't heard the alarm go off, but Pastor Peaches.
8:34.
I didn't hear any alarm. Let me see.
I didn't either.
I didn't hear the alarm. That's why I was waiting for y'all.
The alarm was listening to
me. All minds clear.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Amen.
Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for today's Bible study. We thank you, Lord, for every family represented today. We thank you for those who are on the call, oh God. We thank you, Lord, that you're turning them into the blessing that others may
yes.
and be taught your word. We thank you, Lord,
mm-hmm.
for meeting all their needs according to your riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We thank
yes,
you,
Lord.
Hallelujah. Greater is he that's in all of us than he that's in the world.
Yes,
we
Lord.
That, hallelujah. You always cause us to triumph in Christ Jesus. So as we end this Bible study, we will not end studying your word. We will to hunger and thirst for righteousness.
Yes,
for you promise that we will be filled. So, Father, as we leave this study, continue to be with everyone on this call. Guide them, protect them, hallelujah, meet every need in abundance. Bless their homes, their families, their jobs, the school, their children, their grandchildren, their great-grandchildren, hallelujah, glory to God. Their siblings, any parents, the needs of their entire families in Jesus' name. And we give you the glory, and we give you the honor, and we give you the praise, and we magnify your name. And we thank you, Lord, for signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings following. We expect it, Lord, in Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.
Amen. Amen.
God bless you.
Amen.
Love you all.
Thank you,
Lord.
Love you more.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Just get gooder and gooder.
Yeah, getting bestest and bestest. Lord have mercy.
Thank you, Lord. Well, see you in a few hours. See you in a few hours.
Amen. Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.